What is up, everybody? Happy Sunday. This is DJ Monster Truck, and you're listening to Dealer's Choice on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. That, you may have thought, was a jazz band, but in fact, it is the introduction song to the video game from a few years ago, maybe 2017, I want to say, Cuphead. And Cuphead is an old, I think, Disney animation? Am I getting that right? I don't know if I'm getting that right. But yeah, Cuphead is an old animation. They recently made a video game, and it's sort of styled after the 30s, sort of big jazz, a lot of, like, you know, gambling and smoking kind of vibes. But it's a phenomenal game, and that's what I'm going to be playing today, is video game songs. So up next is one more from Cuphead, and then we're going to move into some older 8-bit songs and maybe some more modern retellings or covers or remixes of those songs, because these songs are beloved to a lot of people. I've been playing more video games than usual lately because I've been seeing friends over Thanksgiving, so I'm in the mood for some video game songs. And yeah, that was Introduction off of Cuphead's original soundtrack, and up next is Floral Fury, which is the other, you know, biggest song off of that soundtrack, coming up now.
We'll be right back.
You all know that song. That is the Super Mario Bros. Theme song, the original. And it's lasted just forever, I guess. I mean, it's one of the most iconic video game songs, I guess, of all time. And up next, I'm going to play a modern... So this is from Super Mario Bros. 2, but this is the 8-bit big band, which converts sort of like old 8-bit songs from like original video game soundtracks into sort of modern and big band settings. And they're a lot of fun. So I hope that you like... Okay, minor amendment to something I previously said. Cuphead was not around back in the era that the art form is sort of influenced by. I thought that they came out at around the same time, but no, they were new. And I did not know that they were new as of 2017. That might also not be true. Okay, the character that became Cuphead descended from a 1936 Japanese propaganda animated film where a man with a teacup for a head morphs into a tank. So, definitively not Disney. I don't want to say anything definitively, but check out the game. I will say that much. Cuphead is a really cool game. and I'm not going to say anything else about where it's from. I thought there was a show. I thought there was a show. Maybe I just saw cutscenes from the game. I don't know, you guys. I do not know. But I don't think I have to know to say it's a great game. Up next is Kirby's Gourmet Race. First an 8-bit, and then a cover by Qumu, which does a lot of sort of more EDM-style covers, more electronic, of older songs. And then maybe we'll get into some more 8-bit big band stuff. I don't know yet. I'm still figuring it out. So stay tuned for Kirby's Gourmet Race theme. We'll be right back. Could you tell where the original Kirby Gourmet Race turned into the remix? Because it was really subtle. But that's Kumu doing their remix of Gourmet Race. And these songs are just so beloved that, you know, people keep on playing with them and redoing them over and over and over again because, I don't know, we just love them. Up next, I'm actually playing Sonic Frontiers. And so that's sort of what inspired all of this. And here's the original Green Hill Zone from Sonic. And then up next, we're going to do some Star Fox songs, and then we're going to go into F-Zero Big Blue and the 8-Bit Big Band Big Blue, which are both a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy. Thank you. So that right there was Big Blue, and up next is Big Blue by the 8-Bit Big Band. Let me know what version you like more. That is Big Blue. So you just listened to Big Blue, a more original version and a newer cover, a song Corneria from Star Fox, and the original Star Fox theme done by Retro Crowd. I think that, you know, we started off with a little bit more like cutesy songs, but like, And this is still, you know, animated games. None of these are going to be like photorealistic graphics like they have now. The video game music and soundtracks for modern video games are like for Elden Ring or even like Skyrim, or also, you know, Halo and games like that, more first-person shooter, more intense games, more M-rated games. Also have, you know, very, very big following, and a lot of like work and love goes into them. But I think that these are more sort of like iconic and old timey songs that I really love. But after this break, I'm going to play more long form songs. I'm going to do the main theme of Final Fantasy from Final Fantasy VII, a song from Hollow Knight, One from Sable, which is a newer video game, and Japanese Breakfast did some of their soundtrack. But then we're just going to get back into the songs that I really want to be playing. So we're going to do Legend of Zelda, we're going to do Yoshi's Island, and we'll do some Pokemon to finish out the day. And that will be coming up right after this.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Up now, the theme of Final Fantasy, and then the theme of Legend of Zelda. And then we'll keep on getting newer and newer with Hollow Knight and Sable.
Thank you.
That was the Legend of Zelda theme song right after the Final Fantasy theme song, and they're just so iconic. I feel like at this point it sounds more like, you know, the soundtrack to like a blockbuster movie, or like it almost gives me the same vibes as like the Star Wars theme song, with the very bold trumpets and brass, and you know, just sweeping violins, and just like the full orchestra that's played by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. They did that cover, and I think it's just incredible. This next one was composed, or these next two, I guess, were composed by single artists and produced by them, which I think is also really very impressive. And they're very beautiful, so I hope that you enjoy. This is Green Path from Hollow Knight, and up next is The Ewer for Daytime by Japanese Breakfast. Thank you. So that was The Ewer in Daytime by Japanese Breakfast. I think you should definitely check out their solo stuff because it's very cool. Oh, shit. It wasn't supposed to start playing, but no. We've got, what's your group name? Or what's your...
Something There.
We've got Something There in... Did I say that right?
What's
no, I did
air?
Not. I got. We've got What's in the Air in... I don't have your mic on, but I can turn it on for you.
What's up, everyone?
And
listen to Something in the Air. It's now. We're on for 2 hours. They can't stop us.
2 hours.
They'll never get us. And